This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian and Russian forces gave competing reports late Sunday about the status of the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, the site of months of fierce fighting between the two sides. The head of Russia's paramilitary Wagner group said his forces had raised a Russian flag over the administration building in Bakhmut and had taken control from a legal point of view. Ukraine's military says Russian forces were continuing to assault Bakhmut, but that Ukrainian troops were courageously holding the city as they repelled numerous enemy attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address that the situation in Bakhmut was especially hot on Sunday. Meanwhile, well-known Russian military blogger Vladlen Tatarsky was killed by a bomb blast in a St. Petersburg cafe on Sunday. It appeared to be the second assassination on Russian soil of a figure closely associated with the war in Ukraine. Russia's State Investigative Committee said it had opened a murder investigation. St. Petersburg's governor said 25 people were wounded and 19 of them were being treated in a hospital. Saudi Arabia and other major oil producers say they will cut production by more than a million barrels per day through the end of this year. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Shortly after a Saudi announcement on planned production cuts by 500,000 oil barrels per day until the year end, various other major producers, including the UAE, Iraq, Algeria, and Kazakhstan, are informing they'll make similar but smaller reductions for a total of 1.15 million barrels daily. The surprising moves could bring an increase in oil prices globally and strain relations with the U.S. Higher oil prices can benefit Russian President Vladimir Putin in his war on Ukraine and force Americans and others to pay even more at the pump amid inflation partly fueled by that war.